today on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Coming this Friday will be the first installment of our new line of shows celebrating birthday season. The first one is called Put Another Candle On. It stars Candace Bure and Willie Ames. She's a single mom who's returning to her hometown and has to decide between the slick new photo editor or the lonely put-upon veterinarian. You get the picture. And this is all surrounding her, you know, birthday.
I hate when they do this, though. Okay, so we ingest that, but how much do we, like, poop out? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much is coming in? How much is going out? Like, is half the credit card going out? Is, like, seven, you know?
All I saw was the chip.
Like, how much are we retaining? Because that's all I want to get.
Well, okay. If you're wondering that, what Sarah just suggested, get a stick. Get a stick. Okay, go through with a stick.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
When Oscar Santana is off on his many missions around the country and traveling the world, quite often we are blessed to have Sarah Fraser come in and join us on the show. And she is always so generous with her time. And if I have never said it right at the beginning, I want to get it right out of the way. We do not take that for granted. You are wonderful to come in here and sit in, and we love having you. It gives a totally different energy to the show.
Yes.
We, you know, it's great. Aww. It's great to have you. So if I don't say that, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate that. Even with that amazing, sparkly, star-laden sweater thing you're wearing.
You're part of
today.
The Marvel Universe?
I mean, I pulled out all the stops for Mike.
Wow, look at that. That's amazing.
You are my favorite Mainer, and I love being on your show. Your listeners are amazing. Every time I do this show, I get hundreds of new downloads. I'm so grateful for you. So thank you for having me.
Well, you are a Mainer, and we were commiserating on Maine, where I am, and you guys are down in D.C., and the
beautiful
Maine
weather
world,
up there, right?
It's been tough. The people are out of their bats up here. I mean, they are really, really going out of their minds because it's been rain. And I'm starting to now, because I'm only up here for about 2 months, I'm starting to look ahead on the forecast and see what they've been dealing with. And it might be, look, I've been up here when it's been like that, where summers have been just ridiculously
lost
wet.
Lost summers.
Yeah.
And there's an outside shot it's going to happen all the way up until the time we leave. And then August will be dry like it always is, and that'll be it. But it's great to have you with us. And
thank you.
I have to remember it. The big day for you is coming. You are getting married. You're getting married in Maine, aren't you?
And that's why I chose August, Mike, is because literally in Maine, I would say the best months are August and September. And then beyond that, anything goes. You know, you just never know. So yes, I am less than 2 months away. August 10th, I'm getting married. You've probably been down to Bristol in Pemaquid Point.
I know it. I haven't been there, but I know it. I know of it.
Getting married in Bristol, Maine. We're expecting about 160, 170 guests. So,
a big event.
It's going to be a big event. And, you know, of course, Mainers are excited because we're doing an open bar. So, like, that's all they care about. Like, that
but
is
see, as a guest,
hype.
Look, right there. I've been to them where they were. Rob, didn't we go to a dry wedding together?
What?
I believe we have. I know I've gone to one.
That big man that used to be an intern. Did you go to his wedding?
That was not a dry wedding.
It wasn't?
No,
What?
No, Mike, no, I thought it was dry.
No.
No, the big guy we're talking about is Cannon.
Yeah, there was alcohol at that wedding.
No, there wasn't.
I think I have a picture of me with a beer in my hand. I don't think I snuck it in.
No. Oh, he is, like, when you're here, he is so snarky already.
No, it's not that.
As opposed to saying you're wrong, it's like, well, I think, Mike, you're an a-hole. And by the way, did I talk about that on last week's show? Oh, not that I remember. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe we did.
Settle down. I don't think.
Hey, Diamond.
I don't think it was a dry wedding.
Was it just that the families didn't like each other?
There was that.
Okay. All right.
There is some friction. Yeah.
When I know that I've been to a dry wedding reception, and I know that it was, it's always just a little tense.
Oh, they're painful. Because, they're absolutely
well, then,
painful.
Then what you get the equivalent of is it's a Mother's Day celebration. Yep. It's just not, you know.
Yeah.
So what my point is, if you're having an open bar, then congratulations to you, because that is really what makes the world go round.
Yeah, you're already starting at an advantage. You're starting on second base, as they say.
And, you know, we're doing the whole Catholic Church thing. We can only get married from 1 to 2 p.m., which is crazy because we're like cafeteria Catholics. But, okay, so we're...
Is he Catholic as well as you?
No, even less Catholic.
And even less Catholic. Yeah, but at some point in his life, because that's when...
Yes.
If you've been there at least when you were a kid or whatever, at least you know the rules.
Yes.
Right? You know, you can do... Are you having the mass and everything? Are you having
no,
the
we're not
formal?
Doing... Because the mass now is 90 minutes. No communion. So we're doing the 45.
See. Okay. Oh, see, I get that.
45 minutes.
See, that's cool. I remember, you know, we getting married... let me see. How many marriages ago did I do that? two marriages. My first marriage was done with a Catholic... we found a hip Catholic guy because because the first plaintiff was not Catholic, and I was, and we wanted to do it. And he was a sandal-wearing Catholic guy where, you know, he's like a brother, but a priest.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
All I know is it was chill. He was chill. And my only memory of the Catholic church where we got married was horrible poison ivy, because my father had required me to clear our yard for the wedding reception, which is where we had it. Yeah, we had it at my sister's wedding reception, and my wedding reception was in our yard.
Oh, okay.
In our sensible Central Connecticut.
Well, I mean, to be honest,
middle class yard.
Your parents gave you a deal.
Don't think for a second that we had, you know, that we were on the shore of some resort or so. No, this was our yard.
Even if it was, what do you want to go to the Elks Club? What are we, Rockefellers?
It was, you know what? If they were fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
And my sister's was great. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but. That's 160 people. That is a massive endeavor. And is everything going smoothly for you?
It has been. You know, we don't have any rings, so we've had a lot of ring drama. We actually had purchased an engagement ring, but we purchased it. The people that we purchased it from actually are not jewelers. It's basically like getting a ring at Costco. So I'd found this discounted ring that was like a $13,000 ring for $4,000, right? Even less than $4,000. It was like 75% off.
This is now this is the wedding band?
No, this is like the engagement ring. Like
oh,
I
the
have
engagement
no
ring. So you got a decent
ring.
Rock.
I got a decent rock, 2 carats. It was amazing, right?
But you're not wearing it today.
But I'm not wearing it today because when I purchased it, it was a size 7. And the woman that helped us was amazing and so lovely. And she said, oh, I'm sure they can make it into a 5. No problem. So we took the ring and they took it. They shipped it off to their jeweler. They brought it back. It was too big. So I immediately tried it on. I'm like, well, this doesn't fit. And so she goes, oh my gosh, oh dear. Okay. So sends it back to the jeweler.
For those price points, even with the hefty discount, for Christ's sake, get your ring together.
Yeah,
get it
together,
lady.
Please.
She sends it back to the jeweler and he goes, yeah, you can't take our size 7 ring to a 5. Even adding beads to it will compromise the diamonds on the side. So they call me. They said, you got to come back in, find a new ring.
So are you saying that the setting on the sides is beautiful too? That you've got some smaller,
it was
some
a
smaller
stunner.
Pieces on the side with the big rock?
It was amazing. But I
refuse to bead this ring. Refuse.
I've got a solution for you.
What?
Masking tape.
Oh, I know. That's what they said.
Or a high sodium diet.
Yeah. Just like, hey, you know what? Before you get the fitting, load up on Stouffer's lasagna.
Okay.
Just go in there and just have some Progresso soups.
More stuffing, Miss Frazier.
Yeah. Or your bag of Ruffles. You know, you'll be all set. Eat a bag of Ruffles, drink 10 Gatorades, and then walk in there.
It fits.
Can't get it off. Only problem is if you do that, Mike, the diamond looks smaller.
So what's the status with the diamond?
I need one. I have no ring. I have no ring. We are less than 2 months away. I have no engagement ring. We have no bands. You know, we are just like, that is the last stressful thing. The dinner's ready. The cocktails are ready. Everything is good. No rings.
No one's going to, you know, from a distance, obviously, no one's going to really know that. But I know you want to walk down the aisle
with
your ring. I get that. And you know what? Who knows? In a few years, I'll be dealing with that with my daughters, too. You know, if they'll have me at the ceremony. You know, that's, you know.
Trust me, when they start pricing it, they'll have you at the ceremony.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's true. Yeah, you're going to get the first invite.
That's fun. So they can't take a ring and make it smaller. Yeah, but I guess that's right. They can't take the ring from a.
I think what they would have to do is probably reset the whole thing.
Yes,
because the value is not in the metal. The value is in the rocks.
How do you know this?
Because I actually have had a ring built for Carrie with some diamonds that we had another piece of jewelry.
And at your wedding?
This was a 10th anniversary or 15th anniversary present, I think. But also, Carrie's engagement ring was my grandmother's ring. And so we had to have that rebuilt as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can do it, but they would have to start with a smaller circle, I guess, and then reset the stuff in it. How many rocks total? I mean, obviously, there's one big one in the middle,
right? There were a lot. Actually, I feel like I should have texted you guys a picture beforehand. Because we just did our engagement pictures, and they took a picture of the old ring.
The Mike O'Mara show is now turned into Bridezilla.
I know, it really is. This is the ring, which will be hard for Mike to see. But it has like...
Oh, it's very complicated.
So yes.
Very complicated.
You're getting married in August, right? You're getting married in August?
Getting married in August. August 10th.
Any chance this can be resolved? Because obviously, if you've got that kind of value in the ring, I mean, what are you going to do? What's the option?
Well, we've brought it back. We're working with them to try to find a different ring, a solution. And we're looking for other rings because we can, you know, we'll figure it out.
Holy crap.
I loved it.
I feel like I'm watching a scene from Ocean's 11. That's incredible.
Yeah. It looks like
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to come out with his, with his South African accent and go, yes, we feel it deep in the mines. We feel it deep in the mines. Listen, I've got a friend that you might want to call.
Oh, really?
I have, yeah. His name is Ron Mervis.
Oh, I know Ron.
Yeah, Ron Mervis.
Yes.
Really talented guy. Knows his way around a nice piece of jewelry. And you should
turn it into a necklace. Yeah.
I should show you mine. You see my wedding band?
Oh, Mike, there's nothing there.
I've not lost one. I've lost, I'm on my second one that I've lost. And
this has to be recent because you had it fairly recently, right?
All right. Golf and wedding bands don't always mix.
Okay.
Golf and wedding. Okay. Golf and wedding bands don't always mix.
I don't wear a wedding band. It makes
me
fall down.
Mrs. O'Mara has said that she wants to. I guess there are a lot of different kind of wedding bands now. Environmentally friendly wedding bands. They're like rubber wedding bands. They're different. She wants to, do something different. So, but I mean, I'm not holding my breath. So that's it.
Oh, my God, that's a brilliant idea. You need the rubber one.
That's my original one right there.
I get back to it once again. Is there a chance you will have your gorgeous diamond ring for your wedding day? Will it be able to be fixed?
It's 50-50 because if I go back to the place that I originally got it, they, because they're really not jewelers, they basically are the middleman, they have to custom order the new ring that I like, and it would be really pushing it that it would be here August 10th.
I have a vision of her. Do you remember like when girls would get a ring in high school, the class ring, and they just wrapped yarn around it? Lots and lots of yarn.
Yes.
So you could do that. That would be a good fix.
Nice. I don't remember what the rings girls wore in high school. I don't.
You would give a girl your ring, your class ring, if you were dating.
Oh, I never did. I never had success in high school.
This
like
is
that.
The new one that I found.
But I had great success in jewelry in high school.
Good. She's showing you the ring.
Okay, this is the new one that I found, which is like already an upgrade.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Is this another entire ring?
Right.
So this is not a sentimental grandma's ring.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
That was handed down. Mm-mm. So you can basically. So let me see that one. Oh, oh my God. Look at that.
I mean, it's good to be in podcasting, Mike.
Hey, Bling. They had to change the show to Hey, Bling, instead of Hey, Phrase. So get that one. I would get that
Bling.
One. Screw the other. By the way, I think they can. I think they're being pains in the ass.
Really? You think?
They get, yeah.
Why?
Yes,
why would they do that?
It's one thing. Because
it's metal.
It just seems to me. It's a 7 to a 5. You're not going from Melissa McCarthy's hand... down to Shelley Duvall's hands.
Wow.
Was
that a good one?
You can really paint a picture.
It's like, here's my ring.
Oh, Popeye.
It should be fun. But outside of the ring, because I'm bored talking about the ring already. I don't want to hear
it. Yeah, let's move on.
Let's talk about it, but I love weddings. I love weddings. And the thing about it is you are how much input did your husband have, your future husband have? Is it all you? Because you seem like a pretty high energy individual.
Mostly me. He's like, pick out whatever you want within reason. You know, we had decided we did not want to go into debt for this ring because we've looked at many jewelry stores, some very high end ones that you'll know in the DC area. And it's like, I just can't see spending $15,000 right now on the ring. And then that doesn't even include his band, my, it's just crazy to me. So I want something that looks very expensive, but in reality is probably fake. You know,
he's a chill guy.
And, whatever you want.
And he's been through a lot too. We should mention that Sarah's marrying Matt Lauer.
Yes, it's true.
And so it should be, you know, he's in his house.
Oh, if it's
in
Matt,
Island,
I'm getting 5 carats. Absolutely.
No problem at all.
The hardest thing about the wedding was finding a location that allowed him to go with his ankle bracelet. So,
so you're excited, right? This is getting close to the go time, and everything's no cold feet. Or anything like
that? Do you know? I mean, we've been together 6 years. We've definitely been on again, off again. We've had all the highs and lows. We're in therapy. We'll always be in therapy. I could go on and on.
But you know, that's
first marriage for you both?
Okay.
First marriage for us both.
Oh, the first one's always great, Mike.
Wow.
That's a dig at me.
That's
a dig at me again.
I got that.
You know what? I was married a little young, and that didn't work out. Then I was married, and, you know... that was kind of a surprise too, where I didn't see it. I didn't see it coming. And now I found someone tougher than I am, which is what I needed all along.
Right.
Wow.
I needed somebody tougher, and my wife is tougher than me. That's why my wife was stacking wood last night outside of our home up here in Maine, and why
yo-ho!
I came down.
New England.
Yeah,
I love
this. So New England, but I come down like you know, Little Lord Fauntleroy, and I walk up and I go, oh, I thought you said you were going to do the whole job. Stacking wood. To my wife. I am not lying. That's what. And I came back, and she said she's taking little pieces of wood, 4 and 5 at a time, over to this stack that we're putting together.
Right.
I am taking them daintily in my hands, these two little wood logs, and taking them 2 at a time over this.
Mike,
at
least you didn't open the window from the second floor, wave a handkerchief, and say, watch out for splinters.
Yes, be careful. No, I said to her, this is how much of a wimp I am when we're just, it's just the three of us up here. So I can completely be myself. My comment to her was, I thought you were finished and you were asking me to come down and look at it.
Oh, she wanted help.
No, she wanted me to help. How dare her?
What a
she
jerk.
Wants me to come down. And the mosquitoes are so thick at that time of day. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, the worst time.
And it's so thick that I sucked one into my lungs.
Oh!
And, you know, and then again, by the way, Mrs. O'Mara,
yeah?
She has a decent rock, too.
I bet she does. Yeah. I bet hers is gorgeous.
She caught me right at the end of my earning potential.
Ooh,
right
smart
at the end, right
woman.
Before, right before I fell off the cliff. I bought it in San Francisco, in a building which was called like the Diamond District, in a standalone multi-level building. And I went from floor to floor where they all had these diamond merchants, and I got her ring and gave it to her in Napa, in
wine
country.
Oh my God! Did she pick it out, or you picked it out?
I picked out the entire thing. I did the whole thing myself, and I remember she didn't cry. She didn't cry when I proposed.
She like loved it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, normally you cry when you know it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. She wasn't. She was
Carrie,
just like looking
Carrie
at
Carrie cries
future.
A lot.
Oh gosh.
okay, you said that. I did not.
It's true.
You said that.
I did.
So wedding
I cried
bells.
Too.
Wedding bells for
okay.
sure. I still think. I think I've got the mosquito
yeah,
in my
it's
lungs.
Bad.
So.
It's bad.
It's bad, right?
I really think it's still there.
Oh, really?
Or some terrible disease that I have.
Do you think it's alive?
No, it's dead.
Oh, thank
God. It was dead by the time it got into my lungs, but
thank
now it's there. So the wedding, one final word on the wedding.
Yeah, of
course.
So
you've got the 160, the hubby's cool, you're cool, you're in therapy. How often do you go to therapy?
We go once a month, and it really helps us communicate because we both work a lot. We're very busy. Mm-hmm. This probably comes as no surprise to you two, but I'm like emotionally very needy. So
you're in this business. It can't be any other way. I mean,
yeah,
it's us and people in show business.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
My relationship is best when it's about me. And that's not really exactly realistic.
Right.
So
right.
It really helps us communicate. Yeah, it's totally
good.
Saved us. I always say to him, there's no way I could ever be with anyone not being in therapy.
It sounds like you said you have ups and downs. It sounds like you're at a big up right now.
Big up.
That's
big
great.
Up.
That's great.
Yeah, call me in 6 months. When I do the show in the fall and we're getting divorced, it'll be all good. Like, I'll be like, why didn't you guys say anything about the therapy part? It'll be a whole story.
Learn.
We have very active listeners. You know,
yes, we
where
do.
Are you, and I'm going to do a solid for you right now.
Okay, tell
where
me.
Where are you registered? Where are you registered?
Crate and Barrel, Bloomingdale's, and actually this Georgetown Pottery Place in Maine. But our guests have told us that our registry is pathetic. That, like, we do not have that much stuff on it.
Oh, you didn't really go overboard with the wish list?
The only thing I want is a brand new Le Creuset dinnerware. And you guys know, like,
listen
one...
to that. You'll get it on this
that's,
show.
That's
You'll
what I got it. You and Carla. Did you know
did
that?
Did you?
Yes.
It's so
you
expensive.
Got us what did you get, Le Creuset?
A Le Creuset casserole with lid.
Each casserole dish is like $250.
They're great, though. God,
they're amazing,
they
right?
They're the best.
Yeah, in Fort Myers, they have an outlet.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Have I turned this show into a total chick show? She's got a strong personality.
She does.
You see how I succumb to it right away? I'm talking about effing wedding rings and Le Creuset like cookware.
You see,
listen to what I'm doing here.
I want to talk about you.
Every other time that she's not here.
We had a Stanley Cup final last night, for Christ's sake.
All right, let's start talking
guy
talk.
This is actually cast iron coated with porcelain and it wears forever.
And we have the yaks that are coming up.
Oh, true enough.
As well.
True enough.
No, but look, I'm a romantic, so I
Me
think
too.
It's great when people are getting married.
Yes.
And you know, I'm going to give my wife a little, I don't do this very often on the show, but really this has been our time up here. I said it to her last night. I said, I love this time of the year where we are up here. Nobody's up here. It's just us. And we just connect and it's fun. And our life is so simple. There's nothing, you know, you hear about it on the show. It's great. I'm
all that time to sit in the living room and type.
And we both got
all work,
you know, at the
no
railroad
blame.
Salvage store. We both got matching recliners.
It's a great
how
time to be alive.
How special is that?
That's,
it is.
That is how you guys are meant to be.
Yes.
Life is full.
And by the way, Rob, have you ever been to Bar Harbor? I mean, Mike
yes, of course.
Literally
yeah.
lives in like the greatest part of Maine.
Oh,
like,
Mike has taken me by boat to Bar Harbor, where we actually are. It's fantastic.
It's
and
unbelievable.
And what's incredible, we talked about it yesterday, Sarah. When you come up here, the ice cream store here has a new special.
Ooh.
It's a special delivery for an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Just grease up your butt and they'll shove it right there. That's what they're doing at the ice cream store.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you can start the child.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
To be honest with you guys, I'm happy to be out of the house after the 18 hours of Facebookery this afternoon.
Yep,
just the 18 hours for me today. I have no memory of what I was doing before Facebook. What was... Something was there. I was doing, what was it, tilling wheat? What was I doing? Now it's just Facebook. And I like it, but I have a theory about it that you can use in your own conversations if there's ever a lull. I think the government made Facebook in an attempt to make privacy uncool. Think about that. I think that's true. Because they don't have to tap our phones or survey us when we just yield to them everything. Just on our own free will, just like home address, it's a little weird, okay. Phone number, call me. Photos? Photos of everyone I know? Here, let me tag those for you. That's Adam. He deals weed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are delighted to be with you and yours. We are all the way from Alaska to Kansas to Beirut, Lebanon to China to Sacramento to Chico to San Francisco.
So many places.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, where that great mayor is, Pete
Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah. And Mayor Pete's there, and I had it written down where we are.
Well, if you're hearing us, you're there. It's fine.
Yeah, but I guess I put it, I don't know. I've had a week here. I've just been a little good. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air now.
Yes,
brought
it
to
is.
You by Me Undies. Listen to me. I love my Me Undies. You know what? For a wedding present, I'm going to send you and your husband-to-be some lovely MeUndies. And not just regular great. Underwear, a special, the onesies.
The onesies, oh, they're great. Great for
every
guys.
Every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you
cotton.
Want down there, soft as butter. In my pants!
In his pants!
Plus, MeUndies has a plenty of style options for both men and women. And men can now try the boxer brief with fly. This is so special. It's the same great cut as the MeUndies boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence.
Got a pair of them. Got a pair of them with pineapples on it, and it's
with
great.
With the fly?
Yes, it's wonderful.
You know, I'm a fly guy.
Me too.
You're pretty, I always have it.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners, for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. Okay, we've made you wait. You went nuts on the yaks over the weekend. And during the week, and it's really important that we get to these. I'll be honest with you. I've never had more yaks to go through.
Yes, I noticed
and,
this.
And you know what? To the average person listening to these phone calls, you would say it's a sea of mediocrity. And I would agree with you. But it's my mediocrity, and I just love it. It's my favorite part of the show.
I like to feel, Mike, that you elevate it with your presentation.
Thanks. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's very, very kind. Sarah, you have never had a chance to hear the yaks.
No.
We made a change in the way we digest our phone content. We used to do Wide Open Wednesday, where live calls would come in, and it was problematic.
Yes.
It was just, it was very difficult. There were people that weren't prepared. There was a nervousness. When we went to the Yak Shack, which is a dedicated number, 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-WAR, if you're keeping track at home. When we went to this this lovely little open line where people can call at any time, the tension left the yaks. The tension left the phone calls. People are in their element. They're ready to call when they want to call. Morning, noon, and night.
Just like podcasting is like on-demand radio, this is on-demand communication.
Sure, you can get drunk, leave a message.
People do drink.
That's it. For those of you that haven't heard the Yak Shack, let's dive in right now. TMOS Yak Shack. Our first call.
Yak Shack.
Thank you. Simply entitled Donald Trump. Let's go.
Hey, guys. This is Donald. I just want to say you guys have a wonderful, really, really a tremendous, tremendous show. I love listening to your show, driving in my little Trump car down my Trump road. Listen, guys. Mike, Rob, Mario, Horseman. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful podcast. And I know everything about podcasting, everything. So listen, I gotta go. But love you guys. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.
See what I said about people being totally relaxed?
Is that a guy from
amazing.
Your camp?
Amazing.
What's that?
Is that a guy from your camp? One of your students?
Yeah, the Impressionist camp?
Yeah, the one that you have out of Merriweather
Post. And unfortunately, because I'll be leaving before August, we don't get to have it this year. So I know a lot of people had to get refunded.
Last year you Skyped in.
I Skyped in. I just won't have the time this year. Less and less participation. The next call is simply entitled, Alan is Funny.
Oh, good.
This, I believe I know who this is. This is a former classmate of mine who called the Yak Shack. You know him also, yes. Rob. You've become good friends with him online. This is one of your Facebook buddies.
Love him.
Alan Wentzel from Class of 81, American University.
Mike, it's Alan Wentzel. He said to call you as soon as we got up. It's 4:30 in the morning. And I got up because I have to pee because I'm an old man like you. So, happy birthday. And yay to the Yak Shack. Okay. I gotta go back to bed now.
The flush.
Ellen has...
He waits for the whole flush.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I love about that coach. Because he's got that broadcast background just enough. You know, he knew to get that. He knew to get that toilet just right. Not easy to do on a condenser microphone.
You play it to the label is what you do.
Yes. A lot of calls about Walmart. And by the way, I have an update on that, and we might get to that. This is Walmart advice.
All right.
You know, I edit these all week, so I have no idea what this is.
Hi, Mike. This is Steve from Vermont. You know, I hate Walmart receipt checkers, too, and what drives them really batty is if you just simply say, no, thank you, and keep on walking. They won't do anything. They won't stop you. They won't call the cops or anything like that. They'll just let you go. So that's my tip for you. Just say no, thank you, when they ask for your receipt.
All right.
That's great advice.
Have you, first of all, you have to ask Sarah if she's ever shopped at Walmart.
Oh, of course. I'm a Mainer. That was a big deal going up to Augusta Walmart.
Yeah, they sell wedding rings there. You should take a look.
Yes, everything.
They do.
They really do. Diamond section. Yeah, sure. Sam's Club, of course.
They have diamonds. Yeah. Try to get a person over there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Look at my Casio watch, my knock-around watch. Look at this, $64.
From Walmart?
This is a Walmart watch. It took me 9 hours to get a checker to come over there.
They have something priced.
They don't pay attention to it.
I can't even believe they have something at $64 at Walmart.
Yeah.
That seems high, Mike.
I got one of the better watches. They had to go into the case. That's why I got the 64. I love this watch. There's a button on it that why are you laughing at? There's
a button.
This is my watch.
I know.
I love this watch. I've got a great watch. Okay?
But I love
it. It's sitting in the bathroom right now. In a drawer. Okay. I've got a watch. I've got a great watch, but this is the one I wear up.
Honey, I've got a watch. It's a great one. But I envision you standing by the jeweler's case and then finally getting someone to come over and say, I want that watch. And they say, we need a key.
It took three
exactly.
people.
Of course.
It took three because they're not used to people in their jewelry section.
No.
They're used to people going in and buying Cheetos. That's right. What they expect when people are there. But so we get that. We have this discussion about Walmart. Two times up here in Maine. By the way, we go every day.
Yes, of course.
To Walmart?
We go all the time. We buy our evening meal. At either the Hannaford or the Walmart.
Oh, you're going to say my evening wear.
Depending on what is the, if you got a huge grocery store, there are not many options up here.
I know.
Yeah, Sarah knows what I'm talking about.
It's true.
Not many options in Maine. There's the Hannaford and there's the Walmart. So we go frequently. And, you know, when you get up to a house that you haven't been in a while, you usually have to make, batteries, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's constant little thing. Oh, got to do this. And we run it. And besides, it's boring. You're going to sit in one house all
something
day.
Something to do.
In the middle of the woods. It's going to be, it's something to do. So we've been, on two separate occasions, we've gotten people stop us at the gate. And I'm getting tired of it. So we had a discussion about it. So this guy says, you don't have to do it. Well, a lot of people online already told me, you don't, if they say, can I check your stuff? You don't have to do it. Guess what? My lady, guess what my girl did yesterday? Wasn't there. She told him to F off. She said, can I look in your bag? She said, I just spent $50 in your store. I'm not a thief. No, you may not. And she kept walking.
That's excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's excellent. What did they say?
She said, I wish she was here to explain it. She said he put his hands up. I went, okay. And he took a step back.
And you know what? I'm sure they're instructed
They're not legally allowed to do it. It is your property, and they can't go through it because you've already purchased it. They can't do it because with Costco, you sign a contract
that
says they can go through it. Isn't that right, Rob?
That's exactly right. That's part of the policy. And I do remember when I was at Safeway.
I just shopped in your store. I'm not stealing. You know, get your security cameras to verify it if you think somebody's stealing. But don't hassle the honest people.
But even that 30 years ago when I worked at Safeway in the employee manual, it said you're not allowed to approach or ask shoplifters about shoplifting, even if you see them do it.
Yes,
you
know, you have to let them go. By the way, and everybody that shops at Walmart, if they pull that crap on you, do the same thing. Because I'm all about your rights as a consumer to not have to go through that.
I love that the guy said, say no thank you. I think that's the way to handle it. Just pleasant, but no.
But it's no fun. I'd rather give him a speech.
A speech? I'll tell you something.
I might actually rehearse if it ever. Now I'm going to pray for it to happen to me. Now that mommy has gone through and already taken the bullet, I can actually go in and just.
And then, Mike, you can practice your speech and then walk the aisles and pretend to put things in your pocket.
I'll use a line from sexual harassment from 30 years ago.
What's that?
I don't have to take it anymore. There you go. We'll do that one. Next call is a Hallmark Channel. Have no idea. Oh, okay. Let's take it.
Hi, Shaq. This is Howard Rosenbaum from the Hallmark Network. I just wanted to call and congratulate the Mike O'Mara Show for giving us a wonderful new idea of a string of programs to run on our network. What's it going to be? Coming this Friday will be the first installment of our new line of shows celebrating birthday season. The first one is called Put Another Candle On. It stars Cameron, Candace Bure, and Willie Ames. she's a single mom who's returning to her hometown and is has to decide between the slick new photo editor or the lonely put-upon veterinarian. You get the picture. And this is all surrounding her, you know, birthday. That will air this coming Friday, and then the following Friday we'll have You Say It's Your Birthday. That will be Keisha Knight Pulliam and Rodney Allen Rippey. So, you know, to be honest, all we did was took our old Christmas script, crossed out the word Christmas, and put in the word birthday.
Birthday.
Them broads will never know the difference. Am I right, Oscar? anyway, love you. Bye.
Oh, God. That's okay.
Hallmark
like that
Network.
One. Yeah, Hallmark Network.
That
do you
was
watch
a
the Hallmark
call.
Channel? Sarah, do you watch the Hallmark Channel?
I do occasionally, like when Dolly Parton has a special, mostly like, you know, it's Dolly's Fabulous Christmas or whatever, sure. And then it's like some kid that has no socks and she, you know, plays the guitar, saves them. But it has to be like, Dolly. I got to get into Dolly. Like, I can't do Dean Cain and like Candace, like
Did you
Burr.
Catch Kelly Pickler's Christmas at Graceland last year? That was a good one.
Yes,
that was
I
a
saw
good
that one.
One.
Yeah, like I like those themed ones.
Well, Mike, it was shot in accordance with Graceland, so they got some, you know, good footage of the Elvis house.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Kelly Pickler's adorable.
Hey, I think we have our first drunk on the action.
Oh, good.
This says food drunk. I can only hope.
Good.
Let's listen.
Hey, duty. Brennan. Osage City, Kansas. Yeah, it's late. I've had a few. Listen to you buttheads.
Whoa.
Now, we're talking about fried bologna. My grandma used to make a f***ing bitch.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
sorry, pony. Used to make a real good fried bologna.
Thank you.
Elvis style.
What?
Rob.
Thank you.
With two B's. Fried bologna.
He's a listener.
And peanut butter sandwich.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Fried bologna, peanut butter. Uh-huh. Okay, guys. Bye, duty.
That's a... Sarah, we have a dumb show. What can I say?
Do you ever check on these people?
I mean,
like, I feel like they're hanging on by a thread.
Like do a home check just to make sure they're okay.
Just send somebody.
I think I might be.
I mean, these people are week to week.
I think I'm providing a public service.
You are.
I really do. We got a break, but I also we got two calls from the same guy.
Oh, okay. So follow up and then we'll break?
Yeah, he calls back.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Okay.
Do you think maybe I'm encouraging this behavior? Yes.
Hi, boys.
Oh, hey.
Loving the show as usual.
Oh, he's together now.
That sounds better.
Brandon from Osage City, Kansas.
Sounds like you woke up
much better.
I just want to let you guys know I've got a fat, fit, fun, quote unquote, box at home. Her name's Jen.
Oh, Her that's. Ada. Oh, no, that's. That's not.
Wow.
Nice.
You cut that out,
that could
sir.
Be the best
Hold
advertisement.
Hold on, same guy,
for
Rob. We got another,
another one.
Same guy.
Calling from Kansas. I love you.
He's drunk again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I don't know what's wrong.
Well, he likes us, obviously.
You know, I do edit these.
Nothing. I love you.
I'm encouraging. I'm sorry, but the same guy called back.
Mr. Michael Mara.
That's you.
I don't think you want me calling you first thing in the morning. You might hear me dropping the kids off at the pool.
Okay.
All right. Oh,
okay. All right. Thank you. Goodbye, Kansas.
Bye, duties.
Bye, duties.
Bye, duties.
He likes duties. That's it. We have
to
take a break.
You know what? He has a lot of facets to his personality.
Hey, by the way, we didn't mention Sarah's stuff that she did.
Oh, you have
Rob,
your live
you
coming up.
Do you want me to promote it? Yeah,
please.
June 20th.
Go ahead.
I want,
you promote yourself. Why not?
All your D.C. area listeners, June 20th, we are doing a live podcast show. It's actually Bachelorette Party theme, Mike. I wish you were here because I'd have you as one of the opening male dancers.
Sure.
That'll be a great idea. Invoke my inner Chris Farley. Absolutely.
You would be amazing. Anyway, it's Amp by Strathmore in Rockville. We've partnered up with this awesome organization called I Support the Girls. They help get women in crisis, homeless women, feminine hygiene products. This is like right up your audience's alley.
This is so chicky. I
love
it.
It's so girly. So basically, they're in desperate need crisis-wide in the D.C. area of maxi pads. So if you bring a packet of maxi pads and you buy one ticket, general admission's $25, VIP is 40, which gets you a swag bag, priority seating, all that good stuff. And you bring maxi pegs, you can bring a friend for free. So doors open at 6:30. There's a full bar, light bites, showtime's at 8. We're going to have just a great party.
All the information available, ampbystrathmore.com.
Yeah, you got it.
Ampbystrathmore.com. Click and get yourself a ticket.
Boom.
And for the next 15 years, if any woman ever hits the misogyny alarm on this program, I will say that this show gave away maxi pads.
Exactly. And
that's the takeaway from today.
You cannot call me sexist. I promoted a maxi pad promotion on the Mike O'Mara
yes.
show.
Tell Colin. Right.
And not the last time, Mike. Not the last time.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
508 calories in one biscuit with gravy.
So that's a...
How many biscuits did
really?
You have? Yes.
Between the night she made them and the morning at breakfast, had four.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have to count the 11 o'clock biscuit.
2,032
calories. So I had 1,000 calories at 11 o'clock at night with honey on them.
Get the honey, Junior.
Honey, where's the honey, Junior? I suck.
I so totally suck.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our Las Vegas style show. It's not style. Why do I say style? Well, I used to say it all the time. Yeah. It's our Las Vegas show. Pay attention to the words coming out of my mouth. There are only...
What?
Just how far in advance we sell our tickets. There are only 155 days until the TMOS 10th anniversary. Spectacular.
That's not many.
No, that's not many.
That's all.
Why are you waiting? Because you heard that Friday sold out, you idiot? Is that why? Don't you know that you have a second chance to hang with Mike, Rob, and Mario on Saturday, November 16th, 2019? The TMOS crew will be in the Zappos corporate headquarters with the second amazing all-new show. Don't miss out. You will not get another opportunity. You will have 155 days. So buy now. Night 2, all new. Tickets are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com for the next 13,392,000 seconds. Or as long as supplies last.
That's right.
This will sell out, and you need to be there. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. And we sold our Friday show out, and that's why we added a second show.
Amazing.
And that is all getting close to 80% sold out for the second show. So I don't know. I don't time that kind of stuff, but it will sell out. So if you want to go, please.
And I'm excited because it is going to be totally different, not just from the Friday night show, but different than anything we've ever done.
Yeah,
so
we're going
very
to
cool.
We're going to make a concerted effort to change what we do. We got a great show planned for Friday night.
Oh yeah,
and then we wanted to do something that was a little different. And you have no idea what's going to happen. It's going to be exciting, and a lot of people are going to both shows.
Yes.
And we appreciate those people. We are here with Sarah Fraser. She hosts the Hey Fraze podcast. She is giving a massive maxi pad promotion coming up soon. When's that? What's that thing?
June 20th. June 20th.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's next week. It's literally next week.
All right,
like,
so
you're 155 days out. I'm like 15 hours out. You know,
and this is a female. This is a female podcast type. I mean, really, if you're talking about raising awareness for women in need, in crisis that are going through that, and there are women that have nowhere to go and they need things, and it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I hope I promote it.
Yeah, but the podcast welcomes all comers. I mean, it's great for boys and girls, and they're going to be playing the newlywed.
If you're
game.
The average dude, if you're a man out there, will you be able to benefit from this?
Oh, of course.
100%.
I feel like men love like all experiences. Tons of women bring their significant others, their husbands, their boyfriends. If you're a guy, you want to come. I mean, it will not be uncomfortable for you. It's a great time. Like, our audience drinks like crazy. The last show we had was AFI Silver Spring. They were like, look, we've never seen any audience drink as much as yours. Yeah. So congrats.
There's nothing like a drunk audience.
Yeah, we get that a lot too.
Yeah, everybody comes, has a great time. Just drink yourself, you know, under the table, and then you won't even remember the maxi pad segment.
It's exciting. Yeah, I believe in that 100%, which means we're going to get back to the Yak Shack. Speaking of drinking.
Yes.
This is Escondido. We get a call from Escondido. Let's listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yak Shack. Hey guys, this is Ryan from Escondido, California. Just calling to tell you, I was watching June 7th episode on YouTube, and Oscar, I know you're from a different land. I understand that. You keep referring to Himalayan sea salt. All right, there's no bloody sea in the it's a mountain. Oh my gosh. I'm not a geologist. There's no bloody sea in the Himalayas.
Right.
Anyways, I love your show and Effie Rub.
Thank you.
Peace.
You know, he's not here to defend himself. Isn't it called Himalayan sea salt?
It is. I thought it was named after a lady.
Like with the letter C.
Yeah, the Himalayan
Sea. Rob felt that he should balance out the... oh, forget it. next call, another call from the same guy from Escondido.
Hey, it's Ryan from Escondido again. I know you don't encourage repeat calls, but here's the deal, Oscar. If you say Himalayan sea salt
again,
I'm going to put on an adult diaper. I'll drive to Virginia. I'm going to smack you on the pico. I'm from the internet. There's crazy people here. I will smack you right on the pico.
So pico?
Stop it with the sea salt from the mountains.
Yeah, he's got an issue.
Oh, you know what? That's really weird because the first call was sort of funny and charming, and now I feel like I need to change the locks in my house.
Little hostile. Yeah. I have a few names that are my buzzwords. As I said, I edit this all week. So when I put just Kevin down,
Kevin.
It might be trouble. So this is simply a call from Kevin. Let's listen.
Hey, this is Kevin in Percyville. I'm calling you guys because I'm curious why the female interns don't get nicknames like the boys do. I mean, some are pretty obvious. You already have a pony girl. I mean, Dahlia is clearly just a little horse. So... Got any ideas for others?
Or Dahlia.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. You know what? Sarah Fraser, Rob Spiewak, he may have a point.
Oh, no, we've had nicknames for girl interns in the past.
We've had girl.
Girl, yeah. I mean, she's sort of set up.
Katie Cole, who is now Katie. Do you know her last name? There's
Murphy.
A big brain thing. Katie Murphy, who is now Katie Cole Murphy. And because she was, I think, our first female intern, I simply called her girl.
Yeah. And that I think, and Maddie,
remember,
we've
got
always
a big
called,
laugh. It was like, well, what do we have? How about a nickname? It came up, and I said, well, she's a girl. Let's call her girl.
And it doesn't really find its way on air, but Maddie has a nickname around the office, which is Your Highness.
Maddie, care to respond to that?
He's right.
Does the name Your Highness in any way indicate how you expect to be treated, or that you might be diva-esque?
Well, I established this a long time ago, that I had certain requirements for how I was addressed.
She does come from New York political royalty.
Yeah.
She does, you know, actually,
Yeah, you know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, she's like a big deal. I cannot believe when she was telling me her qualifications, I was like, you guys are working with Mike?
Well, she wasn't really telling you. She was sort of just yelling it downstairs. Here's the daughter of the mayor!
Here's where I'm challenged.
She's amazing.
I am challenged. I see Maddie, I see Dahlia, I see Johnny, I see Mac, I see these interns when they come into my little camera range.
Right.
When I used to be around them all the time, I was, as Rob would tell you, I'm a nickname guy. I can do really well with nicknames.
Okay.
You know? Like your new nickname for me, I'm going to call you Bling. You will be Bling, Sarah. You're going to be Bling from
now on. I like Bling. All right,
Bling
good
Frazier.
One.
Wednesday is Bling, and we thank Bling for coming in today.
Yeah, it was
I
good
like
to see Bling.
Bling.
Yeah.
With Maddie, it's just, I know she's the daughter of the mayor of Buffalo.
Yeah.
I know that she's, that every time she's on my, there's just something about Maddie. I love having her part of the family.
I think
she's really great on the show. I just don't have enough interaction to come up with a nickname. If you were, Rob, on the spot to come up with a nickname for Maddie.
Yes.
You know right away whether a nickname's going to catch. You either shut it down or I know she knows the cheeses, but that was your construction, right? That was you.
You know, she doesn't really let, because she always has sort of been just Maddie to me, because she came in and that was her name. She does have the affiliation with the government because of her father.
Yeah.
She does, she has the affiliation with cheese. So, but I do like I like that she is the queen of cheese, but that's not really a nickname that you
that's
can assign.
Such,
you
the
can't
queen
do
of cheese
it.
Is
you can't
just
really.
Very busy.
It's more of a title.
Look, we've got Mayor Pete. Why not Mayor Maddie?
Mayor Maddie, I like.
Alliteration, you got it.
Yeah, Mayor Maddie.
The mayor.
Yes.
Bingo.
The mayor. There she is.
The mayor.
And she is. She kind of runs stuff around here. She's
the mayor. I should be Your Highness and be the mayor.
Does the mayor? And by the way, I've nicknamed a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, and especially with golf people, I had a great one for a guy that rebuffed it. He didn't like it. I don't remember what it was, but you have to accept it. Do you accept the nickname the mayor?
I accept.
I like the mayor. Ask the mayor about it. Thank you.
Yeah. See, that's
great job, Blaine.
Sarah Fraser just waltzes in, contributes, and then waltzes back out to get married.
Yes.
It's amazing. And the next call says cute.
So this might be cute. Let's listen.
Okay, go ahead.
1-877 Country Kids. K-K-A-R, left hand for kids. 1-877 Country for kids to make your car today.
Can you say goodbye, duties?
Goodbye, duties.
They like that. Isn't that adorable?
Aww, that's
having
so
little
sweet.
Baby sing a jingle. That's one.
1-877 cars for kids.
Cars for kids. We need to balance it out. We need more please. Oscar hate.
Oscar. It's nuclear, not nuclear.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's that.
Dennis Miller once said to me, when I said, I've heard some comments about nuclear energy. He said, well, first of all, my pet peeve is people who say nuclear. And I'm like, okay, F you, Dennis. I screwed it up. Sorry.
How's his career going?
It was wonderful. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he made that flip.
Yeah, what? He did.
15 years ago, something like that. One more call, then we got to take a break.
Gentlemen, fish from lovely Billerica, Massachusetts. Rob, I know you give Oscar a little bit of about his ability to handle English, but on Thursday show, you apparently called the lovely system of zeros and ones that Pony uses regularly binary. The word's binary. Live it. Love it. Learn it. Own it.
Well, I'm glad I got my
any
one
response.
Mistake.
Okay. Yeah,
glad I got my one mistake of the year out of the way early.
Oh, all right, one more. Tired dad, and then we're going to take
it. Mike, Bob, Oscar. It's Saturday morning.
Oh, boy.
Woke up 7 times to 2 kids crying last night. I'm tired. Now I have to go wipe my kids' ass. That's my life.
See, there you go. That's the relaxation that is the Yak Shack. I love
that. I love you. That was, you know, sometimes when you issue a theme for the yaks, I like the early morning yak.
Yeah. We'll take more when we come back. We're with Sarah Fraser from Hey Phrase, and we will have more of your phone calls coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Sorry, you're standing at my door.
Oh!
There he is.
Father's Day is June 16th. You know, the guy who knocked up your mother. And 9 months later, bada-bing, you came into this world. Well, what do you give dear old dad on such a special day? Well, head over to the MichaelMarisShow.com website, click on the shopping center banner, where you'll get presents for your old man at Macy's.com, Target.com, or Walmart.com. Now let's return to the Mac Daddy himself, Papa Mike O'Mara. Meow,
thank
meow,
you, Paulie.
Meow.
Welcome back to meow, meow, meow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Finding a new job is a lot of work. What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? Now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the ZipRecruiter job search app. Let it know what kind of jobs you're interested in, and its technology starts doing the work. The ZipRecruiter app finds jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone like you. If an employer likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. So if you're interested in the job, you can apply. Let ZipRecruiter do the legwork for you and help you find the job you want. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. Our listeners should download the free ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you. Don't wait. The sooner you download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, the sooner it can help you find a better job. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to find a job. Were you applauding ZipRecruiter, Sarah?
Yes,
or are you just
I love it.
The music?
And the whole show. No, I love the music.
Oh, thank you. That's Mr.
I'm a ZipRecruiter fan as well.
Puts that together every single day.
Nice work.
Can I ask you one question before we move on with this? Because we had it on the show a short time ago. And this is a delicate subject because in this day and age, you don't want to offend. And I don't want to offend anyone in our audience
and that's always been that's always been your methodology,
hasn't it? I don't mind pissing some people off. But I don't like to offend when it comes to big issues like same-sex relationships and all that. I am telling you, you got two shows now that deal with same-sex relationships. You have my favorite show in the world. Have you watched Gentleman Jack on HBO?
No. Sarah? Tell me. I don't know anything about it. I've actually never heard of it.
I'll give you the synopsis in a brief. This is the story of a lady named Ann Lister who kept meticulous diaries in the mid-1800s. And she was a lesbian, and she was a very strong-willed woman. And this is her story that they, I think it's put on by the BBC in conjunction
partnership,
with HBO.
Yeah.
And they've renewed it. By the way, thank you, listener, that let me know that it's renewed for a second season. I'm delighted. I'm just captivated by this actress. And then you have, and so you've got this, and it deals with them, and it handles their sexuality in a very delicate way, and in a way that resonates with me. It makes me understand what it must have been like to have that within yourself and not be able to, you know, live out in the open.
Be forthright
about
it.
Just imagine how horrible it was. It's still bad today. But, so my wife and I were discussing this. The flip side, a show that does same-sex relationships as well is Animal Kingdom, mm-hmm. where one of the sons of Ellen Barkin is gay, and he's having this relationship with the guy. And Carla said to me, I said, is it because I'm heterosexual that this just does not resonate with me? She said, no. What you get on Animal Kingdom is two guys with men that it's all about the sex. What you get with the gentleman Jack is it's much more about the love. And I think that she has a point there.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be, because I'm always worried about sounding homophobic when I say,
right,
oh God,
right.
The guy's butt cheeks were up at the sink. I didn't want to watch that. But I don't think that's what it is.
No, you were like that when we used to watch The King of Queens too. I mean, every time they had a scene like that, you were always up in arms. Yeah.
You mean the scenes between Patton Oswalt
and Kevin James.
James.
Yes. And sometimes
those
Gary
gay,
Valentine.
Those gay love scenes that they
Gary
had all
Valentine,
the time.
Kevin James's brother. Who was also on the show.
So this, let me see, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have to ask, I wanted a woman's perspective,
yeah.
And I knew you were coming in today. So my question would be, it with women in same-sex relationships, there seems to be more of a cerebral element where I think it's more, in some cases,
an
it can be more down
love.
And dirty. I know gay men are probably going to get pissed off at me that have been in 30-year relationships.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know whether I think perhaps it's just two totally different shows. And if I sound like I'm not knowledgeable about this, I cop to it.
Okay.
Completely.
Well, I have two sets of gay uncles, which I refer to as my gunkles.
So, gunkles.
My gunkles. So a lot, you know, I'm very familiar with and talk about gay relationships all the time because I grew up with them and all that. So I think I actually would be curious for anyone that is gay, a gay man that listens to you, because I almost think they're probably misrepresented. Like, I feel like gay men just get stuck with that like constant like sex thing. And
yeah.
I think that both of my sets of gunkles have been together over 30 years. Like, I mean, there's a real love story there.
Wow.
But I feel like in media, gay men are always portrayed as just like wanting to have tons of sex. And then you never really get. I'm trying to think of a good show.
Now, see, this is why I asked you about this, because suddenly the lightning bolt goes off. Yeah. And on Animal Kingdom, that's how it's portrayed.
Sex.
It's
yeah.
just they're getting it on all the time. And it's almost like they're just throwing it in there just to say, hey, we have this on our show, where really the relationship is not that big a deal. It's more about how he's keeping that from everybody.
Right.
Being gay and all that. Whereas the gentleman Jack, it really makes you feel what people in same-sex relationships would have gone through in this time and how horrible it is to this day that gay people are being discriminated against. And you answer the question. So
yeah.
You know, it's not my fault. It's
no,
Animal
it's
Kingdom's fault.
It is.
Yeah,
I think it's
that.
So stereotypical, you know, because I think you
it
just
is.
Think of men and like regardless gay, straight, you know, and I get it. Like, I think men are more sexually charged than women, but still I feel like it falsely portrays gay relationships.
It's probably easier to write. You know, you've got that brilliant writing in Gentleman Jack, and it's probably
incredible.
Easier and less, you know, there's a lot of less subtlety to just make them horny.
And by the way, I think it's Dr. Jones is Dr. Jones is the other show. I hope
yes,
I got the right
I
name.
I think that's right.
Other show. Is it Dr. Jones?
I believe that's
so
right.
So is it
Hello,
Sir,
Dr. Jones.
It's Suran Jones, who is Gentleman Jack and Dr. Jones. And she is my, you know, I told Carla, I said, if she came in, knocked on the door and said, come away with me, I'm sorry, it would be over.
You're leaving. Okay.
What if she said that to Carla?
I'd cry.
It could happen.
I'd cry, and I'd go to Governor's and eat fried food.
Oh,
Governors. That's, oh my God. I haven't heard that name in so long. That's hysterical.
We're going today. It's Fish Chowder 560.
Oh, I thought,
where is there a Governor's?
Tuesday,
Bar Harbor?
Tuesday is Ellsworth. Burgers, right?
Ellsworth.
There's Ellsworth.
It's amazing.
I think Tuesday is $4 burgers, right?
Yeah. Monday is $3.60 cheeseburger and fries.
Oh, you see, I should have remembered that. I'm sorry. I should know this.
Thank you. That makes sense, though. So it's, you know what? I am going to pivot to the media and say, that's cool. If you want to really get feel empathy for people in a same-sex relationship that might have suffered discrimination, you watch Gentleman Jack.
Okay.
If you want to just see some raw, you know, sex, you watch Animal Kingdom.
There you
go.
Right.
That's men and women.
That's right, Pony.
It's gritty. Hey, Pony, have you watched Gentleman Jack?
Pony is actually, I just looked over, Pony stepped out of the control room.
Oh, Pony is Gentleman Jack. That's right. That's what people should realize. That's what he wears. He wears a big top hat and a high-collared dress.
And the hair.
And then, you can see that.
And the hair on the side. Have you looked in at all?
Yes,
I watched the first
two episodes. I like it. So
what do you think? Do you dig it?
I love it. I think it looks, it's got that thing like The Sopranos that every episode looks like a motion picture. It looks beautiful.
You have to watch it, Sarah.
Okay, now I'm on board. I never heard of that.
By the way, it is renewed for a second season, but I wouldn't say that it's really caught fire.
But it doesn't have to because of the partnership with the BBC. I think HBO is probably just serving as an American outlet, so the BBC will probably keep it going, and HBO has nothing to do but show it, which is great for us.
Spoiler alert, too, for those of you that might want to watch this show, Dr. Jones, the other actress that is in Dr. Jones with Saran Jones is... Is it Saran Jones?
I don't think it's Jones. Right? I'll find out what it is.
Saran, whatever. The other actress is the one that's the evil lady from Killing Eve.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's great. The blonde. Yeah, she's
Villanelle.
Amazing.
Villanelle,
Mike, it is Saran Jones. S-U-R-A-N-N-E Jones.
It's Dr. Foster.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
It's Dr. Foster Saran Jones. Okay. I am terribly sorry. I'm going to be 60. We have to take a break. we will get more of your yaks tomorrow on the show when we come back. News you may not need with Sarah Fraser, who's always generous with her time. Her podcast is Hey Fraze. And she's getting married in August.
Yes.
And she doesn't have a diamond. So if there are any diamond merchants out there that, you know, you get a lot of bling on Sarah's fingers, you get a little exposure. I'm not saying anything. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things, because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment, like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A couple of weeks ago, a company called FreeFly sent some clothing, and I want to tell you about a pair of shorts. They're perfect. They're made from butter-soft bamboo fabric designed for... excuse me. Damn it, Maine!
I think it's that, Mike, it's that mosquito. He's trying to escape. He's alive. He's alive bamboo, and living in your lungs.
Bamboo-soft bamboo fabric coating my throat right now.
Oh, no, no.
They're designed for perfect comfort. Bamboo clothing is amazing. It's like wearing nothing. These shorts are game changers. Now that Maine has become a reality for me, hiking, boating, biking, they are the best. They look good, too. They've got a very cool, rustic quality to them. They really look neat. They look like you ought to be out there on a safari.
Yeah.
FreeFly's bamboo clothing has natural UPF sun protection. It wicks away moisture, won't hold odor. The clothes fit well and come in a natural color palette with subtle branding. From fishing to hitting the gym or lounging around the house, this stuff is the best. FreeFly. That's the company. It's not just shorts. They've got everything. Their go-to clothing for so many people. You're going to love them. Check them out today. Father's Day just right around the corner.
Sunday.
Gear up for adventures with dad. You can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS. You're going to love it. We love FreeFly. You will. FreeFly, you will too. That was easy.
News.
Boo. You know what? What? Every day this week, I have had that happen during a spot, and that didn't happen for about 5 years.
What's that?
So, what? I hate it. I'm a pro. I don't like that. That pisses me off. Remember, we've had people on this show. Remember
oh, I know.
When it used to happen all the time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It, to me, is the height of unprofessionalism. If you've got that happening, be aware of it and go, bleh, like that. Thank you.
I didn't have a mute button.
Thank you. Hockey St. Louis Blues watched this all night last night. They won the Stanley Cup after beating the Boston Bruins 4-1 in Game 7. It is the first Stanley Cup for the Blues in their 51-year history. Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues.
Huge.
Warner, you want to throw it to the videotape?
Oh, let's do it. You have Doc? You got Doc Emmer?
I've got the call from NBC, I believe. Here we go.
Okay. 10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions. And the reaction from the Enterprise Center. 18,500.
A lot of Blues fans there.
Yeah.
Raining earlier.
I get the impression they have a lot of adopted fans. Because St. Louis is not a huge market, but I think they have a lot of fans
around the a long time. They're the oldest team still in the league that had never won the Stanley Cup.
I didn't know that.
And that to me, look, if you don't have a dog in the fight and you got a person that hasn't been in it for a while, and I'm a New Engler, I grew up a Bruins fan, and I know the deal. But I have to also say this, for the people that hit the exits in the Garden last night, that were rolling out of there when it became obvious that they were going to go down, to defeat. You're missing one of the great traditions in sports.
Yes.
Don't be brats, Boston fan. You got a lot of, Gen Xers in there that have probably never gone through the Red Sox getting their asses kicked and the joy of seeing them lose.
I'm still tired from the last parade. I'm not staying.
We want another parade. We're entitled to it. There is a level of entitlement.
Of course
now
there is. Now there
that
is.
That exists with the Patriots and the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Celtics.
People
and
that are old enough to vote and drink don't know a losing Red Sox team.
They do not understand what it's all about. And I think that, look, if I was there and the Capitals got thumped and it was a big Game 7, I might hit the exits too. I might be pissed off too. I'm not going to say that that's not. But it's a great tradition to see a team that has never won for a city hoist the cup, and I was captivated by the whole thing. The game, meh. I was hoping the game might go right down to the last period. It did not. The Blues got them.
But a good ending. Good ending.
Wow, they had 250-1 odds in early January. That's when they were the bottom of the league. The Blues went on a tear in the second half of the season. 30 of their last 45 games. They earned the fifth seed in the Western Conference and defeated Dallas in 7 games, then San Jose in 6. That set up the showdown with the Bruins, the team that beat them the last time they made the finals 49 years ago. So that's
amazing.
A long wait for their fans, and I hope the city of St. Louis is having
a great night
today.
For St. Louis and a great night for Gary Bettman.
Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, who gets booed summarily.
I'd like to present the Conn Smythe Trophy.
And the fans are just going,
boo!
It was,
I love
God,
it.
That guy.
He's
I wouldn't even do
fun.
It. Put a spokesman out there, Gary, egomaniac.
Could be
you
worse.
Know?
Could have been Pat Sajak.
He came out for the Caps. Yeah. It seemed pretty likely that Justin Bieber was kidding around when he challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. He admitted yesterday when the paparazzi asked him about it. He said, quote, "I don't know him. He's tight. The story is I saw an interview with him, and he was just on my mind. It was just a random tweet."
Hey, we had that. The word tight was in our bonus show this week. Remember, it was one of those quiz questions. So if you want to know what he meant, listen to the bonus show this week.
He added, quote, "He probably whooped my ass in a fight." How old is Bieber now when he's talking about
24?
Getting in a fight?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Young, 24,
I mean, he's still
great. Sarah said 24, and Maddie gives me a double thumbs up. She's right, you know.
Hey, Maddie, you
the
know
mayor
what?
Knows.
I mean, what's he doing talking about fighting? Do you like that, or do you think he should just be Justin Bieber?
I mean, that's just so typical Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Good answer, you're Maddie.
The mayor comes up with a good answer. Good
he
job.
He does.
Selena Gomez has more than 150 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Enough to make her the third most followed person on the app, but she doesn't even have it on her phone anymore. On a Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, Selena said, quote, and I'll try to do these quotes justice.
Okay.
For this woman.
All right.
I used to use it a lot, but I think it's just become really unhealthy. Thank you, Salida. I think personally for young people, including myself, to spend all their time fixating on all these comments and letting this stuff in, it was affecting me. It would make me depressed.
Tough on her, yeah.
It'd make me feel not good about myself and not look at good. My body differently and all kinds of stuff. Selena still posts about once a week or so, but how does she do it? I have it on someone else's phone, and when I feel like I want to share something with my fans or just mess around with it, I do it then.
Not buying Brilliant. It. Not
Thank
buying
you.
It.
Thank you very much.
By the way, do you know who the two people that have more followers than her?
Who?
Kim Kardashian and Doreen Gensler.
Two people. there you go. TV lady. You're a TV lady, Sarah. You've been on the TV.
Oh, God, I have. Does Doreen Gensler even have an Instagram account?
She doesn't have a cell phone.
Do you do the Instagram for Faye Fraze?
I do. Our business is very dependent upon it. But I understand what she's saying. I think you have to have a balance. I think you also have to realize that the way people behave on social media is different than in real life. You know, I use it strictly as a business thing. And I do think about, like, whatever you put out there, people are going to have good, bad comments. It's fine. I just posted an engagement picture, for example, of my fiance and myself. And someone wrote, you know, you always talk on your podcast how Dan, who's my fiance, is like so thin. Well, I'm looking at him and he doesn't look all that thin. Like, it just, like, Jerks. Whatever. Like,
Did he have to get his ring changed?
No, he doesn't even have one yet. But okay.
Mike, his belt size is a 5.
I don't care what people say. But she's in another category. Yeah, I mean, like, literally, no matter what that girl does, like, I mean, she just puts out a picture of herself and people are like, oh, you're ugly. You know, she can't win.
People can be cruel. I stopped doing it after I posted a picture of myself washing the car naked. It didn't go over as well.
I remember. I liked it. I clicked like.
It was embarrassing. It was terrible. Green Giant just released the results of its annual survey. This is a surprise. That's why I'm putting this on News You May Not Need. Most popular vegetables in America. And the winner won in a landslide.
Really?
Ooh, all right.
Any guesses?
Corn.
People love corn. Guess. I was going to say asparagus.
I don't see asparagus. But Rob Spiewak came in second with corn.
Hey, see, and that's why, because corn's not really a vegetable. It's a starch, and we're a fat country.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really a veg.
Exactly.
Right. Number one, broccoli.
Really?
Broccoli.
I can see that.
I'm shocked.
Now, I'm shocked at that. Because of availability?
Ease, that crap availability, and you know, hey, put cheese on it.
I'm sorry, Sarah, I was wrong. Asparagus did there. Alaska picked asparagus.
Oh, there you
Montana
go.
Picked cauliflower. Ooh. Arkansas picked potatoes. And Idaho didn't even pick potatoes. They went for broccoli.
Really?
Broccoli, the winner in a landslide.
Brussels sprouts anywhere on the list?
I didn't see them. I didn't see them, and I hate them.
We need to bring them around. Good stuff.
According to a new study, we ingest so much plastic, it's the equivalent of eating an entire credit card every week.
How do you take
it in?
In everything, in Himalayan sea salt.
That's right.
Plastic
here it is. The main sources delivering the plastic into our bodies are water, shellfish, beer, Rob Spiewak.
What?
And I swear to God, salt.
Yeah,
so you're
salt.
Correct.
Salt, that's what they said. And I love salt.
It's even worse because last week I saw our intern, Johnny, actually eat a credit card. So it's... It's even bad that way.
I want to tell you. Well, is it safe? Maybe. It doesn't seem like it's making all of us sick, but it can't be great. So it gets just total tiny particles?
Particulates, I imagine. Yeah, and also nasty. Salt comes in plastic containers.
I hate when they do this, though. Okay, so we ingest that, but how much do we, like, poop out? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much is coming in? How much is going out? Like, is half the credit card going out? Is, like, seven, you know?
All I saw was the chip.
Like, how much are we retaining? Because that's all I want to get.
Well, if you're wondering that, what Sarah just suggested, get a stick. Get a stick. Okay, go through it with a stick.
Are you still in there?
All right. This one looks okay. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Johnny.
Got to take it outside and wash the stick. And now a little something. Now, this is an inside joke at the end. I have to say this. It's not going to be funny to anybody except Rob and me.
Okay.
The newest competition in Russia is the Booty Slapping Championship.
Nice!
Have you heard of this? Do they teach you that here? It involves female I watched a little of that last night.
Okay.
It involves female competitors spanking each other as hard as possible.
Ooh.
And the goal is to make the person you're spanking take a step forward. The first ever booty slapping championship was just held in Siberia.
A good place.
All those crazy Russians. The contest was inspired by a different contest in Siberia in March. That's a face slapping championship. Okay. We did that on the old Don and Mike show.
I remember.
That's where men hit each other in the face as hard as possible. Then the only way to win was to have your opponent submit. As much as it sounds like it's a sexual thing, the booty slapping championships were fully clothed during the competition. A lot of the women who competed are in the fitness world. I love these stories.
Well written.
Sometimes
yes.
They just make me laugh. So because they're fully clothed, I guess it's not all that sexual.
Right.
It doesn't have to be naked butts for people to, you know, look at that as kind of something, stimulating.
Sure.
We'll have more details when we interview the MC for the event, Kirk McEwen. Coming up next week. I'm sorry. Little dig at my old radio partner. There you go. You said yes.
My favorite part, Mike, was at the end of the booty competition when Gary Bettman came out and presented the trophy.
These are some of the greatest booties we have ever seen. Very, very firm. Thank you.
He sounds like, yes, that is my Bob Kraft impression, yes. Too. Gary Bettman and Bob Kraft sound the same,
yes,
on a microphone in
but
a stadium.
Gary Bettman doesn't go to the massage parlor.
we don't know that.
I know because I asked him.
We'll take a break.
You up for a visit?
Hey, come back with the audio vault with Sarah and everybody else right here. Thank you.
Greetings from Moscow. This is your Russian BFF Vladimir Putin. Here in Mother Russia, all is well. Comrades are enjoying temperate climate, cordial government, and much cabbage and state-provided cheese. Never you are hungry. Everything we have here, except for one thing. We do not have Omera Mike Show podcast. State-controlled internet is limited to WebMD and right-wing game compulsive. Lucky for you, you can get personal and close-up contact with Mike, Robsky, and Mario on November 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Most Excellent Zippo's headquarters. Get tickets at MikeOmeraShow.com. This is second show that is different from first show. Go to both. You'll be glad you did. That was funny, yes? Russia for Russians and TMOS for all. Nazdravye.
Thanks, Vlad. Sarah, before I read this next promo, I have to share with you that Rob Spiewak writes these.
I do.
And I don't read
clever.
Them.
He's very clever.
I don't read them until I see them. So just be aware,
part
anything
of
that comes out of my mouth in the next 30 seconds is coming out of Rob's brain.
That's okay. Right.
All right, here we go. I had to put a disclaimer in, Rob.
I like she called me clever. That's nice.
That's
he is very.
Sunday is Father's Day, a day to celebrate Dad. Yippee. But did you know that Father's Day was not celebrated in the United States until the 20th century? How about that? It was inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day by celebrating fathers and male parenting. Isn't that something? Pro tip. Dad wants something for Father's Day. But it ain't a necktie. Dad also has plenty of grilling tools. And if you get him a power saw, you're likely to lose a finger when he comes after you with it, fueled by anger.
That's like Dad, classic Dad.
I'll tell you what Dad wants. Dad wants the TMOS bonus show. The bonus show is an extra TMOS every week for just a handful of pennies. The TMOS Joy Boys pack 60 minutes of hilarity into just 1 hour. Dad wants to listen and laugh. And play the bonus show loud to drown out the incessant drone of Mother's voice. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, Ethel. Click the banner on our website and make Dad happy in a way he hasn't been since Mom gave up on the waxing. There it is.
Wow, I can relate to that. Okay.
You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please buy our thing, the TMOS bonus show. There you have it. I know. You sort of waited on that.
What you do sometimes, like, it's a
real
slow ramp up.
Until the end. There
Love
you
it.
Go.
Make Dad happy.
blah, 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 Ethel. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, June 13th, 2019, right in the middle of birthdays.
Ethel's a bitch on wheels, Mike.
She certainly is.
The St. Louis Blues, congratulations. I don't know that they expected to win based on the number of F-bombs that made it out on NBC last night.
Oh, my God. It was constant. It was constant.
This is not compressed. This is just an actual piece of audio that I bleeped for content. This is what went out on NBC. Every time you hear a bleep, it's something that shouldn't have gone out on the national broadcast.
It's the F word, mostly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a long.
I loved it.
And more celebrations and more screaming.
This is NBC's fault.
What I love is the fact they had to keep the mics live for the sound, but as they got louder, you just heard the F-bombs louder. So,
yeah, and they go to break. They go to commercial break. I watched all of it, by the way, because I'm a massive hockey fan. And I've been in enough hockey locker rooms to know. And my friends who are still hockey players, there's a way that they express themselves, very similar to people in law enforcement and the military.
Yeah.
And so when you get that reaction to people doing it, and then Doc Emmerich comes back and has to issue the apology.
Yeah.
We're sorry the microphone has been turned off. F&A.
But you know what's great is that in the middle of it, the Doc says, the celebration continues.
It was funny. Hey, they're excited.
All right, Mike, her name is Susan Bennett. That means nothing to you.
Nothing.
She's from Atlanta. She's 69 years old, and yet you probably talk to her every day.
Is she the voice in a car or something?
She's the voice of Siri.
Amazing.
Apple has never confirmed it, but they've done independent analysis with 100% confirmation. What happened is, this is going to be her talking to herself, but she recorded for another company that Apple acquired. Apple actually acquired hours and hours and hours of sessions. So her voice became Siri, and she had to find out when her friend told her.
Hello, I am Susan Bennett. I'm the voice actor who provided the voice for Siri. Siri, would you like to be interviewed by CNN?
This is about you, Susan, not me.
The Siri voices were recorded in 2005 in the month of July, 4 hours a day for the whole month. So when I recorded those voices, I had absolutely no idea where they would end up. When I first discovered that that was my voice, to be honest, it was a little creepy. It took some time for me to get used to it, but she and I are friends now. I'm leaving now, Siri. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Susan.
Can you believe that it's been 14 years since she recorded it, though?
Do you, Sarah, you would know this. Do you think she gets, she probably just did, with the way it works now, probably just one recording.
Flat fee for that 1 month.
I bet she does. I bet she, because maybe she didn't really realize what they were going to do with it.
She didn't know.
She's not getting paid.
And she didn't sell it to the Apple company. She sold it to a company that sold it to Apple.
How are you? Okay, so they voice analyzed that? Because I don't think that's all that close. Like, they clearly distorted it.
Well, I think she had 100% confirmation.
Like, her voice didn't sound like her voice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, her voice. I mean, how do you prove that?
Yeah. Well, anyway, she says it's true. Maybe she's lying. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Susan.
Way to go, Ethel.
So, here's something from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't look at that show.
All right, well, now you're talking my language. Okay.
Kendall Jenner is sitting with Khloe, and Kendall has never had a certain thing that I bet we all have had. A Hershey's kiss.
Wow. A Hershey's kiss is pretty epic.
Really?
I haven't had one in such a long time.
Never had one.
That's crazy.
How do you go through life without ever having a Hershey's kiss?
It's a lie.
Okay, very good. In a related story.
It's the Kardashians. It's bullshit.
Really?
I mean, I'm sorry, it is. Of course
there's
it is.
A lot of
it's
foods I haven't eaten. And by the way, I don't think Hershey kisses are that good. I'm going to go
ahead. I don't. I'm with you on that. I don't think they're all that good either.
I think they're
a cop out, and I think they're a pain in the ass.
However,
for, having to unwrap them all the time.
Hershey's
just give me a block of chocolate and feed it to me in bed.
Hershey's chocolate is my favorite chocolate, but you're right. The kiss is a bad delivery system.
Yeah, because you had to pull that little. What's that paper for? What's that little paper?
Useless.
String.
Branding. You know? Branding. It has the word Hershey on it.
What is this?
It
is
just
putting
helps
you on the spot.
Open the tinfoil.
What is something that you have not eaten that everybody would have?
Oh
eaten?
Boy,
never had Taco Bell. Never had Arby's, never been to Sonic, never been to a Roy Rogers. I could go on and on. Like, I have never eaten at numerous fast food places that you would blow your mind.
But the ones you mentioned are, you know, I would say I don't frequent them, but I've been.
Yes.
I've been to Sonic, not a fan. Been to Taco Bell, not a fan.
Yep.
Been to Arby's, not a fan.
Royce.
Roy Rogers, though.
Great. Yeah,
that, I've in never, its day. I mean, aren't
we still
you
have two in Leesburg.
Yep, they still they're lingering around the mm-hmm. DC area.
Yeah. I've never really eaten any of the hot items at 7-Eleven ever. Taquito, never even had it.
Melted Slurpee?
Never.
The worst hot item.
Thank you. Rob and I, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, everything she said no to, we said yes to.
Said yes to today.
Multiple times. Thank you.
Taquitos. Okay, Mike, we'll hold off on the used rectal instruments. Bryan.
Hold on. Let me get my flar.
Oh, so we will do it then. This is semi-related to the story. In Kalamazoo, Dr. Richard Beyer. Do you go see Dr. Richard Beyer? Don't. Because he's been accused of reusing rectal instruments without sanitizing them.
I was completely shocked and horrified. It's not the kind of office you would think that would have issues like that. The office looked clean. Very concerned because although I didn't use the anal probe, there were questions about the speculums. It's absolutely horrifying.
Mike, I want you to know something. If I ran a news station, I would put in quotation marks in big letters, there were questions about the speculum.
Oh,
the anal speculum.
That's right.
We're children.
Can't
help it. This is what the show is
regretting. Go rinse this, please.
Thank you. And I can't work it. I can't. This is a child's toy to make poopy sounds.
I'm sure that Dr. Richard Beyer of Kalamazoo, Michigan could do it.
Sarah's so proud to be associated with this show now. Thank you.
She's
Thank
made
you.
Notes of a.
Also. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm in Maine.
I've gotten a lot of ideas.
Yeah, she
wants a lot of ideas for
she wants her entire Thank track you. Erased. Thank Let's you. Close Thank with you. This, Thank Mike. You got out of Florida at the wrong time.
Really?
Yeah, because this week on YouTube, some guy posted the greatest gender reveal I've ever seen for Florida.
Okay.
Check this out.
Oh, this is good.
A Florida couple has posted a gender reveal video of themselves using an alligator to pop a balloon that revealed the sex of their 10th child. And the craziest part of that story to me is how psyched they are about a 10th child.
Yeah.
If I had 10 children, I think I'd be using the alligator to get it back down to 4.
All right, Mike, enjoy your speculum. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Sarah, we appreciate you being generous with your time and coming in here. Her podcast is Hey Phrase, and she's getting married in August, and she's registered at Crate and Barrel, and she's registered at Bloomingdale's.
You got it, Georgetown Pottery, yes.
There you go. That's please let us know if that works for you.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right, very good.
And also, make sure you go to ampbystrathmore.com. The live Hey Phrase is June 20th.
Yes.
And we want to see you there.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't forget, tickets still on sale for our Las Vegas style show. We are opening up a second night on Saturday. 70% plus sold out for that one.
Do it now.
So get your tickets now for the 10th anniversary spectacular in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Sarah and Rob, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I think you fuck.
Why are you guys so sweaty?
All right, we've already figured out how to do this. The beds match up perfectly. And here's the thing. It'll give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Goodbye, duty.
Okay, the show's plane's in the air. The landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the Booty Callers. They call it Booty Man.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty.